FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
First, let me get to my guest. He is Mark Kerkorian. He's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS.org. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
I understand we caught you in transit this morning. Be careful out there.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
You bet. Mark, you know, every time I look at this story from this group that's supposedly heading toward the U.S., the number changes. First, it was 2,000. Now they showed a picture of what they claim are 7,000 people who've joined in a line and are marching toward the United States. What's your take on this?
This is a combination of something that's organized by political actors. I don't think this is a Soros thing necessarily. This is, you know, anti-borders people in Central America and the United States, but also the attraction for the ordinary illegal aliens or wannabe illegals is that this is a cheaper way to get through Mexico to the border because there's safety in numbers. They don't have to pay a smuggler. You know what I mean? There's still some expenses, but from a practical point of view, you can see why this would be appealing, but it really is a serious political challenge to the United States and to Mexico, frankly, itself, because they're trying to stop it, at least to some degree. So I don't know, if this was designed as a way of influencing the election, it might well have been by these, you know, leftists in Latin America. It's not going to work out the way they thought. I mean, if anything, this would be something, you know, the Republican National Committee would have cooked up, to help Republican candidates. I don't mean that's not what happened, obviously, but this, you know, this can only rebound to the benefit of Republicans, and the president and others, I think, understand that, as you see from their comments.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I always worry because the left in this country enjoy the greatest political action committee in the world, known as the United States mainstream media, who've obviously embedded cameras with this group now, and they do every heart-rending story they can to try to sway people's emotions in this country and suggest that this is nothing other than people who need to better themselves by coming to the U.S. I worry that we lose that PR war.
Well, obviously the mainstream media is working for the Democrats and opposes American sovereignty. I mean, that's just sort of part of the air or the water in the newsrooms of the Post and the Times. But I just read the Washington Post story this morning on the, on the caravan. Every single person they talked to was talking about, getting better jobs and what have you. None of it had anything to do with persecution or anything else. In other words, they're not even pretending to be refugees or asylum seekers, and that is the storyline that the other side was trying to use for so long.
It's a great point. You know, Mark, maybe you can explain for my listeners, since you are so much more involved in this than most people, what happens when one of these folks arrives at the southern border? I know in many cases they've been told, if you just walk up to a regular border crossing agent and you use the word asylum, you get a pass into the United States. Is that not correct?
That's basically what it amounts to. I mean, there's two ways they can do this. First is they just walk up to a port of entry. That's the, you know, legal crossing point where the inspectors are. They say the magic words of asylum, and they usually get coached on this. They'll have seminars probably in Mexico on what words to say and how to, you know, how to frame your story. And we don't have enough detention space to hold them while their case is being heard. And there's a huge backlog because of the way the Obama administration handled these things for so many years. And so you just get, you know, like a summons saying, you know, your hearing will be, you know, in November of 2019, and have a nice day. And they take you to the bus station and drop you off. And in fact, it's not even just that. The Border Patrol will call your relatives and get them to wire the money to the bus companies to buy your bus ticket. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then the other thing is people who illegally cross the border, but often they will have kids with them. In fact, they bring the kids on purpose with them because they know that they'll be let go if they have a kid with them. Because the kid, according to a court ruling that the Democrats have prevented Congress from overruling, anybody under 18, can't be held more than 20 days in detention. And so either you split the family by keeping the parents in detention and letting the kid go to a shelter or something, or you just let the whole bunch of them go. And that's, I mean, everybody down there knows how this works. This is why there's such a big flow coming over.
Yeah. Now. And let this be motivation for anybody that you talk to who mentions this to you, that they need to get out and vote, because it's already nearly impossible for us to fix this because of the quagmire in Washington, D.C. And in my opinion, if the Democrats regain control of the House, this problem will never get fixed.
Yeah, well, it certainly won't get fixed over the next 2 years, that's
right.
For sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, the administration has some more things they can do, but they've pretty much exhausted the things that the executive branch can do without changes to legislation. This really is on Congress now. And up to now, the problem really has been, I mean, Republicans, a lot of them are terrible. I'm not going to deny that. But the real problem has been in the Senate, because the Democrats basically have a veto if they have 41 votes against anything because of that filibuster rule. And so there are a lot of loopholes and things that need to be fixed, but Chuck Schumer in the Senate has basically just stopped any effort to fix these holes at the border. And if Nancy Pelosi becomes Speaker of the House again, then that'll just guarantee that nothing can get fixed.
Sure. Well, what dire straits we're in right now, I know that. Mark, listen, have a safe trip. I appreciate you giving me some time today.